Mr. President, Namibia thanks the Special Rapporteur for this report and takes note of the issues and recommendations highlighted therein. The rights of all Namibians, including Indigenous peoples, are guaranteed in Chapter 3 of the Namibian Constitution, and they are referred to as marginalized communities in the Namibian context. The Namibian Presidency has a Division for Disability Affairs and Marginalized Communities, which promotes human rights advocacy for Indigenous minorities and persons with disabilities, their education, livelihood, and land reallocation to ensure Indigenous ecosystems and food chains are preserved. In addition to the land inequalities, other socioeconomic factors such as gender-based violence, violence against children, poverty, social inequalities, and climate change are contributors to the food insecurity situation in Namibia. Misconceptions around disabilities in marginalized communities and the general society are major factors contributing to the discrimination and stigmatization of persons with disabilities, thus hampering their socioeconomic and sociopolitical reintegration. Namibia has a disability forum which is responsible for strengthening coordination of support mechanisms for persons with disabilities. Namibia's prioritized social protection measures include a monthly cash grant for unemployed persons with disabilities, free health services, tertiary bursaries, and funeral benefits. To conclude, Namibia reaffirms her commitment to maintain the human dignity and independence of marginalized communities, particularly persons with disabilities. I thank